Welcome back to the Roundtables, a live broadcast from the press porch at Tanglewood. I'm Joe Donahue. This press porch is located in a grove of trees, steps away from a lovely flower garden, and one of the most beautiful views in all of the Berkshires.
I'm Alan Chartok. We're overlooking the Stockbridge Bowl. It's heaven on earth, and we invite you to join us on our three-hour exploration of this jewel of the Berkshire Hills.
A three-hour tour. Tech guru Adam Claremont is our on-the-scene engineer and roundtable engineer. Dave Hopper is back at the studio telling us what needs to be done. Our producer is Sarah LaDuke.
And it's hard to get the day started without a cup of coffee and a look at the morning paper. So let's welcome our man from the Berkshire Eagle, Kevin Moran. He is the managing editor. He is the sweetest man who ever walked the face of the earth, and everybody loves him.
Thank you.
Welcome.
It's great.
We all love you.
It's great to be back with WAMC at Tanglewood. I absolutely love it when listening to WAMC in the morning, but especially when you guys come to visit us in the Berkshires and broadcast live.
You wrote me an email yesterday. You said your stand-up was a little rusty, but you thought you could rise to the occasion.
Yeah, I think I can.
Wow. Well, so I was going to ask you, and I know Joe was too, here you are, you're the man of the hour, the Berkshire Eagle is in the middle of this incredible tourist area, you name it. How important is a newspaper like the Eagle to the way in which we function here in the Berkshires?
Well, I think the Berkshires are reflected in the pages of the Berkshire Eagle. I would hope that the Berkshire Eagle is reflected throughout the cultural landscape of the Berkshires. It's an incredibly busy time, especially during the summer. As you know, the Berkshires are now, for all intents and purposes, a year-round destination to see culture, theater, arts, entertainment, you name it. But obviously, when the summer rolls around, there are a ton of more opportunities to be involved in the culture and in experiencing the sort of the liveliness of what the Berkshires are all about. It's an incredible amount of work during the summer for a newspaper to be able to touch all the bases in the Berkshires.
And you have a lot of power, let's face it. If you pan a play, for example, it could hurt. But you have a lot of different venues. You have, for example, me, who tend to look at some of these plays differently than other people do. And so I'm sort of what are you laughing at, Joe?
No, I was just thinking, you're
no, I
because
no,
it's sort of pan and, so, and but Mr. Positive is with you.
Yes,
so
there I am. So but I've often thought about this, somebody comes on, you get a music critic, and they come on and they say something like, oh well, I didn't like the second section of the way Burgos conducted or something like that. And who cares, because the next night it's over. But a play, that's a different story.
Sure.
Take it.
Sure. Well, to be honest with you, I think people who follow the critics follow them probably because they often agree with what the critic says, or sometimes find fault or find praise or an agreement with the critic, or on other times just totally disagree with the critic. I think one of the big things, one of the benefits to following certain critics is that you get to know the critic, you get to know their perspective. You get to know that if they say this play is X, you know that it might be Y in your book.
Yeah, but a lot of people don't know the critic. I mean, don't know the critic well.
No, I'm not saying know the critic personally, but know their criticism.
No, but even, somebody shows up from New York City, they may not know. They say, this guy either said this is terrific or this is lousy. They may not know who that particular critic is who shall be not named.
Mm-hmm. Well, but I think if they follow that critic, and everybody knows who the New York Times critics are.
That's right.
And everybody knows, I think, who the Berkshire Eagles critics are. And
no.
But they know, they read them. And that's the thing. So they may associate, like I said, I keep going back to the fact that, if this critic wasn't exactly that hot in this play, or if this critic was hot in this play, they are your thermometer to be able to tell you whether or not you're going to come to the play and enjoy it or not.
Which is why we all love you, Kevin, because you always have something very positive to say. Joe, did you have a question?
Well, we only have a minute left, so basically I get to say goodbye to Kevin. We were going to talk about some other stuff, but apparently that's what rose to the top. But the point is that you have to keep on track of all this stuff and know what's happening. And I think if you're anything like us on the roundtable, you do, it seems like you're doing it all the time, but people still let you know that you've left something out.
Exactly, exactly.
which speaks to volumes about how much there is to do around here.
There is. We can't. We try to get to everything. We actually encourage anyone who thinks we might have left something out to let us know, because chances are we can probably get to it in a little bit. And I'd be remiss in saying that. Encourage everyone, especially families in the Berkshires who want to take advantage of the cultural scene, to go online to berkshireeagle.com/culture, C-U-L-T-U-R-E. We recently put together a pretty big section looking at everything from Tanglewood to Jacob's Pillow to Barrington Stage Company, and examined low-cost or free ways to experience these different cultural institutions.
Wonderful. And culture spelled with a C?
I hope so. Or else...
We're really screwed. For more information on the stories that Kevin has mentioned, visit BerkshireEagle.com. Pick up a copy of the paper. Kevin, it's a delight to have you here as always. I hope you have a wonderful holiday and a great summer season.
Thank you, everyone.
Pleasure to see you. Thank you. Coming up next, Mark Volpe. You're listening to the Roundtable's live broadcast from Tanglewood on WAMC.